Welcome to the Intent Check. Before we begin, I want to be clear about something important. The exercise is not designed to make your horse follow you, engage, or respond on cue. If your horse does nothing obvious, that does not mean this hasn't worked. In many cases, this is the result. What we are doing here is gathering information, not producing behaviour. You don't need belief for this, you only need to be honest. Step 1. Arrive without pretending. Stand with your horse in a familiar, safe space, loose lead or no equipment. Do not ask them to do anything. Do not try to connect. Do not try to feel calm or positive. Just notice how you are actually arriving today. Are you waiting? Are you hesitant? Are you already slightly disappointed or unsure? You don't need to fix this. This is your baseline. Step 2. Observe the horse without expectation. Now notice your horse. Not what they're doing, but how they're doing it. Are they waiting? Scanning? Looking away? Standing quietly but disconnected? Offering small movements and then stopping? None of this is wrong. This is simply information. Step 3. Choose an intention that you can actually hold. Now choose one simple intention. This is important. An intention is not a wish. It is not energy. It's not optimism. It's something you're genuinely willing to stand behind for a few seconds. Examples might be, I'm going to move with clarity. I'm going to take up space calmly. Or I'm going to walk forward and mean it. If that feels too big, choose something smaller. If you feel self-performing the intention, if you feel yourself performing the intention rather than holding it, reduce it again. This intention is not for your horse. It is a test of your own consistency. Right, step 4. Act once, then stop. Now make one simple movement. A few steps, a turn, a brief walk forward. Do not ask your horse to come with you. Do not correct them if they don't. Act once and then stop. Step 5. Now this is what to look for. This is the anchor of what we're doing. Observe your horse again. You're not asking, did they follow me? You're asking, did they wait differently? Did they orient towards me and then disengage? Did they stop offering behaviour? Did they hesitate where they usually rush? Did nothing change at all? All of these responses matter. Horses that are used to humans being inconsistent often don't respond immediately. They wait to see if anything real is going to happen. Waiting is not resistance, it's experience. Step 6. Observe yourself. Now notice yourself. Did your intention hold, or did it disappear the moment you moved? Did you revert to waiting for the horse to do something? Did you feel the urge to help, encourage, or explain? That urge is important information. Capture the data. Step 7. Before you finish, record two short sentences, one about your horse, one about you. For example, my horse watched and waited. I realised I didn't hold my intention for long. There is no right answer. If nothing obvious happened today, that does not mean nothing happened. It often means your horse is used to waiting out a human inconsistency and that your attention is not yet something you fully inhabit. This is not a flaw. It's simply the place to begin. You can repeat this exercise another day. Horses notice consistency far more than effort.